victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I think this is one of the areas where Christians kid themselves a lot. We'll find as we study this that the parallel between natural development and spiritual development is complete. You try to think about, well, how do I develop spiritually? It's very, very similar to how you develop naturally. One is based on the other. You know, there wouldn't be a natural if there wasn't a spiritual. And the natural is patterned after the spiritual. So you already know a lot about it. You just may not have connected the dots. But in talking about development, how many know that children like to think they're older than they are? And teenagers. Huh? They like to think they're more mature than they are. Adults, can you remember when you were 15? What did you think? You thought you knew so much more than you thought your parents thought you did. Or whoever, you know, you thought, they don't realize how mature I am. Didn't you? Children, you ask them how old they are, what will they say? 5 1/2. Almost, you know, the next year. I mean, they're always trying to round it up off on the next one. And they're big. I'm getting big. And they may be wee, but they're getting big. And they like to think, you know, and I heard one, how old were they the other day? They were 5 or 6, and they were talking about the little kids. Now, see, they ain't been alive half of a decade, and they already feel superior that they are more mature. They're talking about the little kids. 2-year-olds, you know, they're in a completely different world. And I'm gonna remember in high school the difference between a freshman and a senior is how many years? And how much difference is there? I mean, when you get 50 years old, 4 years difference is what? But when you're in high school, it's like they're on different planets almost. Right? I mean, you know, oh, they're freshmen. We don't associate with them. Yeah, they're the little kids. They're beneath us. Well, why am I telling you all this? When you feel that way, that is proof positive of how immature you are. An over-exaggeration of your own maturity is a common characteristic of immaturity. Looking at natural development, what is the progression? You're born into this life and people are infants or babies. So you got infancy, you got babyhood. What you got after that? Childhood, we'll say. That covers a few years. I mean, we could break it up into more categories, but you got childhood, and then you got what is called adolescence. You've got the teen years. People think adolescent is a bad word. I looked it up last night. It means growing up. So I'm an adolescent. Because I'm growing up. Right? And after that, you have adulthood. You got young adults and middle-aged adults, but adulthood. Then you got elders, people that have been around for the longest. elder. And, you know, in talking about this subject, how many Christians would automatically put themselves in the infancy group? If somebody said, where do you think you are in your spiritual development? They go, oh, baby. I'm a baby. How many people do that? Well, then does that mean we don't have any babies? You don't know if you're going to like this or not, do you? But let's just back up. Do you want to grow up?
Yes.
Well, if you're already fully mature, I don't guess you need to. So this is a place to start.
Amen.
You have to see your need to grow before you're even going to be thinking right and operating in it. So like I said, most Christians, if you ask them, you know, well, where do you think you are in your spiritual development? Very few of them would look at you and say, oh, I'm a baby. Yeah, infant. No. What would they probably say?
Mature.
I mean, most people would, you know, the teenage adolescent stage is probably about as low as they want to go. They wouldn't claim the infancy stage. They wouldn't claim the childhood stage. You're thinking about yourself now, right now, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Good. Where are you? And a lot of people will think, well, I'm probably not the oldest adult, but I'm an adult. Now, this is what, from my small experience, what I think about this. You don't hear me say that too often. But I think it's something that could help you if you look this way and think this way. Be conservative about where you think you are. Are you with me now? Be conservative about where you think you are. And pick one of these. Pick one of these groups. Talking about you. For you. Right now. Where do you think you are in your spiritual development? Infant? Child? Adolescent or teen age stage development? Adult? Elder? Pick one. Pick one about yourself. Are you there?
Yes.
Did you pick one?
Yes.
All right. Now back it up one whole category. And that's probably closer to where you really are. Are you with me?
Yes,
well, I was already in infancy. Well, okay. You're being honest. I'm serious. I have some small experience in this, and from my experience, that is closer to true. That is close. Where people think they are, back them up a whole nother category, and that's about where they really are. And before we go further, before we go further, did you understand what I said? What is a characteristic of being immature? Thinking you're more mature than you are. Did you get this now? And becoming bristly or offended at any suggestion or implication that you're not as mature as you were thinking. That you might need to grow up. That you might need to develop. I can settle that for you right now. You need to grow up. Everybody in this room. Everybody in this room needs to do some major growing up. We have babies everywhere. And the problem is it can be confusing to the unlearned because you got a baby, an infant, in a 50-year-old body. And that can be confusing to people because they think, well, no, they're not a baby. Look at them. They're an adult. Well, they have an adult body. That doesn't make you an adult.
Right.
Now, before we go further, I'd like for you to turn to a couple of scriptures and let's see the foundation for this. This is interesting already, isn't it? Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 8th Psalm. Say it out loud, it's God's will,
it's God's will.
For me to grow up. Does it just happen automatically?
No.
No, it does not. What do we see? One major thing that's a key to it. Speaking the truth in love. So do we want to hold and cherish wrong ideas about our own spiritual development, or do we want the truth? Do we want to really know what it is? Where we are and what needs to happen next? And it doesn't have to be hard and harsh. It needs to be in love, but we need to have the truth. And the truth, glory to God, will make us free from the restrictions of babyhood. Babies don't get to do much. Babies have everything decided for them. Somebody else makes the decisions, right? They don't have the freedoms and the responsibilities and all the rewards. They're under somebody else. But oh, it's good to begin to grow up and to begin to have some real responsibility in the kingdom and the real reward from doing it. In Psalm 8, you see a question that is asked, and I know it may seem like a little bit of a deviation from it, the subject, but it's not. It's something we need to get settled before we go further. Psalm 8 and verse 4. A lot of people still dealing with that move it back a category thing. They're just like, they didn't like that. Well, truth will make you free. Psalm 8 and verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You've set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have you ordained strength because of your enemies, that you might steal the enemy and the avenger. Now, just because you're a baby doesn't mean you can't enjoy anything. Hmm? No. The Bible, Jesus said while he was on earth, you know, he talking to his disciples, he praised the Father. He said, because these things were hidden from the so-called wise and you've revealed them to babies. Can babies get revelation?
Yes, sir.
He said, you've perfected praise in the mouth of these babes and young ones. Can babies be good praisers?
Yes,
oh yeah. Don't think if you're in the babyhood stage that you don't have anything and can't do anything.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Inner Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603A. That's R1603A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.